Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready for another amazing bedtime story? That's great, because tonight I'll be telling you a wonderful bedtime story, a story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is called The Agreement of Medina. Now listen carefully, boys and girls. Lots to learn in this one. The Agreement of Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers settled in Medina. The Muslims who came with the Prophet ﷺ were called the Muhajirun. It means the emigrants. Boys and girls, they were called the emigrants because they migrated from Mecca. They came all the way from Mecca. The Muslims who were the natives of Medina and already lived in Medina were called the Ansar. The Ansar means the helpers. The emigrants came to Medina from Mecca. They had no houses in Medina, and they brought only the most necessary things with them. But the helpers were natives of Medina. They had houses there. They had fields and orchards. The Prophet ﷺ told the Muslims, the emigrants and the helpers are brothers. All the Muslims belong to one family. They must help each other. They must look after each other. And the helpers put up the emigrants in their own houses. They gave them food. They shared with them whatever they had. In Medina, there also lived a large number of Jews. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Jews are the people of the book, and he made a friendly agreement with them. The agreement was written down. This is what it said. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, this is an agreement with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet. It is an agreement between all communities of Medina. It is an agreement between both Muslims and non-Muslims. The Jews have their religion and the Muslims have theirs. The Muslims will respect the rights of the Jews, they will protect them, and the Jews will be loyal to the Muslims and fight by their side. In this way, all those who stay in Medina will be one community. Medina shall be a sanctuary for the people of this document. If there is any misunderstanding, the final judges shall be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah. But this document will protect only just and honest people. It will not protect unjust people and sinners. Allah is the protector of the good. Allah is the protector of the God-fearing. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Wow, what an agreement. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah, was the leader of Medina. All the people of Medina were guaranteed their rights, and they knew their duties. Both Muslims and non-Muslims were told how to live together. And boys and girls, they were told how to live in peace. Wow, what an amazing story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Boys and girls, he was a great leader, the best, and we all love him. Now, boys and girls, remember, when it's time to go to bed, what do you have to do? That's right, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Ready? One, two, three. Thank you, Allah. Now, to thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, that's right, Alhamdulillah. Let's say it together again. Alhamdulillah. Very good. Now, the second thing we have to do is, when we get into bed and we're ready to close our eyes and sleep, we've got to pray the bedtime dua. This is very, 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 very important. So let's pray together right now. After three. One, two, three. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. Again, you've been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy as well. Also remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday at 7:30 for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.